pretending to be the colonel's assistant. Yeah, right. Majda bodyguards were about as discreet as power hammers. Who knows Maraquita is gone? Detective Talon demanded. She spoke to Colonel Majda, which made zero sense. How would Lavinda know? Lucas answered. No one is aware of her disappearance yet except the four of us. Light from the chandelier glinted on his silver hair. He was too young and too rich to be going gray. That metallic look had to be deliberate. The effect was gorgeous. So was he. The trophy husband, with his broad shoulders, narrow waist, and handsome face. Lavinda spoke coolly to Talon. Why does it matter who knows? She looked every bit a royal heir, with her dark coloring and aristocratic features. The green tunic and trousers of her dress uniform were sharply pressed, and gold bars gleamed on her shoulders. Her dark eyes, high cheekbones, and smooth skin showed no trace of irregularity. I recognized her upright military carriage because I also stood that way, but only in part. I'd never exuded that sense of authority, a self-assurance so ingrained I doubted she even realized the confidence she projected. I'd always respected Lavinda, in part because she never tried to intimidate anyone. She did it anyway, to put it mildly, but it wasn't deliberate. Talon's discomfort actually seemed more with Lucas than the colonel. The detective glanced at Lucas when he spoke, then looked away quickly and talked to Lavinda instead. It could help to know. None of our searches have given any clue why his wife vanished. She might have had her own personal reasons. Ouch. That was as subtle as thwacking Lucas with a hammer. I doubted his wife had run off with another man. Why do it in the middle of this gala intended to honor her? Lucas wouldn't have asked for our help if he believed it was anything that simple, not to mention humiliating. That he'd called us here suggested he had good reason to suspect trouble. Lucas spoke with restraint, but his body had gone so tense he seemed like a band of elastic ready to snap. She didn't have a personal reason. Talon grunted, and she still wouldn't look at him. Seriously? The atavistic era was long gone, when matriarchal queens owned their men, when no woman could speak to a highborn man unless she was a member of his family. Modern culture gave men equal rights with women. In the Scolian Imperialate, a star-spanning civilization with nearly a trillion people, almost no one followed the ancient customs. Only a few of the most conservative noble houses, including the Majdas. Since they cloistered their princes, hiding the prized fellows from the rest of the universe, some families among the highest society here followed similar customs. Although legally they couldn't get away with keeping their men in full seclusion, they weren't Majdas, after all, they could still be ridiculously sexist. Lucas had asked us to come here, though, so I doubted he had any use for those barbaric constraints. I spoke directly to Lucas. How did you discover your wife was gone? He turned to me, his shoulders coming down from their hunched position. Mara was about to announce the Scorpio contract with Metropoli. She intended to present the Metropoli execs with a scroll, a ceremonial parchment. She went to get it about an hour ago. When she didn't return, I looked for her. He raked his hand through his hair, messing it up, which revealed more than he knew. He didn't care about his appearance. He just wanted to know what the hell had happened to his wife. She wasn't in our room, he continued. The remains of the scroll were on the bed. It was ripped up like it had been caught in a fight. Talon frowned as if he were a lying child. Those ceremonial scrolls are museum pieces. For flaming sake, what was wrong with Talon? He finds the bedroom in shambles, and her only comment is about the damage to a thing? Lucas met her gaze, neither averting his eyes nor stepping back. What's your point? He looked ready to explode. I spoke quickly, before Talon could cram her foot farther down her throat. Your wife went to a lot of trouble for this gala. It must be quite an achievement, what she arranged on Metropoli. He took a deep